This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Politics in this country often comes with a soundtrack, and on the Republican side, it sometimes has a twang to it. Blake Farmer from WPLN reports from country music's capital city.
In a black and white Western shirt with 6-inch fringe on the sleeves, Lee Greenwood has been belting his time-tested hit in just about all the swing states.
Sing it!
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
I've been in Ohio and Minnesota and Colorado and in Florida, and we're probably going to go to Wisconsin and back to Ohio and New Hampshire before we finish this on Sunday and Monday.
Greenwood first got political during the Reagan years and says he's since become more aligned with the Republican Party.
Toured with John McCain and Bob Dole, Sarah Palin, and I'm a conservative Christian, and I believe that it would be out of context if I was on the other side of the aisle.
Greenwood's in good company on the campaign trail this year with folks like John Rich and the lead singer from Alabama performing at events.
If you look at all of these folks supporting Romney this year, Rodney Atkins, the Oak Ridge Boys, Hank Jr., of course.
Historian John Rumble of the Country Music Hall of Fame says the big names largely sing from the same songbook these days. Who can blame them? Rumble recalls what happened to the Dixie Chicks in 2003 when they criticized President Bush and the Iraq War.
Their sudden disappearance from radio after all this tremendous success, I think, threw not just a bucket, but a barrel of cold water on so many other country artists who might have been more vocal about supporting Democratic or independent candidates.
Enjoy the Hall of Fame, and hopefully you'll come back.
Country music fans who flock to Nashville by the busload seem to have no problem with their rhinestone rockers getting political.
If they were on the stump for Obama, yes. But Romney, no. It's a good thing.
There you go.
Pat Sandrini and her husband are farmers in California's Central Valley. From San Angelo, Texas, Wiley Norton and his mother-in-law, Judy Davis, say the themes found in country music are what they hold dear.
Well, God, guns, and family.
And you don't hear that in, like, rock music or pop or any of that.
A few country artists have tried to ride the campaign wave this year, writing music just for the occasion. The first track on a new release from the ever-outspoken Hank Williams Jr. is called Taking Back the Country.
Hey, Barack, pack your bags, head to Chicago. Take your trailer prompted with you so you'll know where to go.
There have been loud and proud Democrats in country music, but they're generally not the household names. And those who sound potentially sympathetic have sidestepped specifics. Superstar Carrie Underwood has politely declined to talk politics since disclosing her support for gay marriage this year. Plenty of artists say they don't want to alienate any fans. Some can't afford to.
And honky-tonky roads like me.
Nashville street performer Mike Slusser says an Obama zinger might get him cheers, but he doesn't go there.
And it's dangerous game politics because you have to appeal to everybody.
Mandolin Mike counts himself to be typical of country music fans, blue-collar with traditional values, but he also thinks people consider themselves open-minded.
I think the main thing about country people is common sense is the value.
And common sense, Slusser says, isn't owned by one party or the other. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.